just overall initial thoughts on watching the trial and how things have gone in the first couple of days. How do you feel the city's doing at this point?
I think they're doing well. I do think they're doing well. I missed yesterday. I unfortunately could not be here. Maybe it didn't go as well as we would have liked on Monday. I think Lawrence today on his cross-examination did an excellent job with getting out of the key points. The first line of questioning, once redirect happened, has been very, very strong in regards to his comments, and he ended on a very strong note as well.
There's been some criticism regarding the presentation of the city's case versus the Sonics presentation with Keller, who seems to be a little bit more polished. Fair, unfair, or is that just from a lay perspective? Maybe there's things going on that we don't really have a perspective on.
There's so many things going on here, I believe. Ultimately, what we need to focus on is the specific language in the lease, and there's so many... it's my belief that Keller is trying to bring in so many different other points here, but the key point is whether or not the Sonics are obligated to stay based on the provisions in the lease. Okay. That's what Mayor Nichols said, and ultimately, Keller is a wonderful attorney, a trial attorney renowned for his work, and people recognize that. He's a hired gun, so to speak. Mm-hmm. I believe the city's attorneys are doing an excellent job bringing out key points, and I'm very glad it's before a judge here, because ultimately, when you're before a jury, you never know what's going to persuade a jury. A lawyer's personality, their style could be more persuasive to a jury. I believe Judge Peckman is going to see through presentation and more focus on the facts. And the key fact here is whether or not the Sonics are contractually obliged to stay.
Okay. I think that leads to another key point. They had the expert witness come in, Andrew Zimbalist. Again, from the layperson's perspective, it seemed like the defense attorneys were able to kind of hammer him, maybe embarrass him a little bit, and maybe kind of take down his testimony. What were your thoughts on that?
I didn't see it. I read the blog entries. It was my understanding it was rushed near the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's my understanding from all the other readings, people thought they did a persuasive job as far as questioning his credibility on using similar language between different studies, but down in
Anaheim, kind of lifting
and exactly.
Yeah. Is that common, or what he did?
As far as what this sports editor did?
And is it common in terms of a defense using that to try to discredit a witness?
It's very common. The key on cross-examination is to attack the person and question, give questions or the key in cross-examination is to, if possible, to impeach a witness and give suspects their credibility. And ultimately, by the line of questioning and what I saw here, the Sonics were able to point those things. The Sonics attorney was able to give rise to some questions of credibility based on the repeat language.
So it was effective.
I think it was effective, exactly. From my assessment and what I've read, not what I saw, it was effective to end the day.
How much weight do you think that carries, though, with the judge?
No, I would hope not much. I don't think much.
Again, judge versus jury might be less effective.
Less effective. And we have so many witnesses here and so many different arguments that are being made surrounding the specific performance clause and whether the Sonics are contractually obliged that I would hope it does not get much weight. I don't think it would get much weight. I hope not.
How do you feel Bennett did on stand?
I believe he was well prepared for his testimony. He was well prepared for it, and ultimately, I think his performance was to be expected, given his involvement in this process, and for the past 2 years that he's on this team, and knowing back in April of 2007, he was already meeting with that attorney, Mr. Keller. I think he's been preparing for litigation, or knowing that that is a possible road he'd have to go. And I believe his testimony today is the culmination of that, and he was well prepared. Ultimately, though, He's done, I believe, that Lawrence did an excellent job on his cross-examination and bringing the key points across.
Obviously, you have a bias in this case.
Certainly.
If you're the judge, what do you think? Do you think that the city has presented its case strongly enough and clearly enough to merit a verdict in their favor?
That's a good question. As a fan and as being involved with SOS, I want dearly for them to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the facts and the issues are on the Sonics' side. I think based on that, the Sonics, I think they have a good chance of winning this case. But I don't want to say it's for certain. I don't even want to start putting percentages. But I still feel good about the Sonics' chance. Excuse me. The city's chances in prevailing in this.
And not professional basketball club. You feel like law is on the side of the city?
I think the contract as it reads is in favor of the city.
Okay.
This contract is unique in nature. Either party may specifically enforce the provisions thereof. And I think we're going to, when we get after recess, ultimately with Danny Barth and the NBA Cares, mm-hmm. I think the road they're going there is to show how unique an NBA's team presence is. Specific performance is something that judges are very reluctant to utilize. It's usually last resort.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, given what the Sonics mean to the city of Seattle, and not just the lease and not just the team, but all the overlapping and all the different people it affects and how the community it affects, I would hope that, I believe the city should prevail in this. I believe they should prevail.
Okay.